Ma'id Katan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ma'id Katan Bavli, Daf Chaf Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, on the second line. Uminayin L'Kfiyas HaMitos. What is the source for overturning beds? Rav Kispi V'Shem Rav Yochanan V'Yeshu Ito La'Oretz Ala Oretz Ein Ksiv Kan Ela V'Yeshu Ito La'Oretz Ha'Dor Shu Somach La'Oretz Mikan J'Hayu Yishenim Al Mitos Kfiyas. Rav Kispi, quoting Rav Yochanan, said the Pasuk says in Iriv Peg Beis Pasuk Yugimel, they sat with him to the ground. The Pasuk doesn't say on the ground, but it says to the ground, and it refers to something which is close to the ground and teaches that mourners sleep on overturned beds. Akapar Amma Ikunin Achas Teva Haiseli Besech Beischa Vegramtani Lekvesa Af At Kafe Mitasra. Akapar said, I had one good image in your home, and you have caused me to overturn it, means to make him die, therefore you must also overturn your bed. Vestimafkin Lishna Yechape Hasarse. Some express it differently, they say, overturn the intermediary means the bed that caused the man to come to this world. Rav Yona, Rav Yosa, Trehoin, Vashem, Rav Shimon, Lokish, Chadam, Rav Neitma, Hu Yashin, Al Mita, Kfuya, Kadeshe, Neo, Balayla, Venezco, Shu Avil. Rav Yona and Rav Yosa, quoting Rav Shimon, Lokish, said, one said that by sleeping on an overturned bed, if he happens to wake up during the night, he'll remember he's a mourner. Vachonam, Mitoch, Shu Yashin, Al Gabi, Mita, Kfuya, Hu Neo, Balayla, Venezco, Shu Avil. The other one says that when he sleeps in an overturned bed, he'll be unsettled at night and remember that he's a mourner. Ama, Eni koifes amita, hari ani yashin, al gabi asafsal, eni shomim loy, mipnesha ama, eni koifes amita. But im ama, hareni koifes amita, shomim loy. If he says, I will not overturn my bed, I'll sleep on a bench, we don't listen to him since he said that he won't overturn his bed. But if he agreed to overturn it but said that he will sleep on a bench, we allow it. Masnisen loy ama kein ela kushe, ukushe mavrin oisai, kala am mesubna la oret, vuvumesev ala sasal, vichayin godol, habakain hedget, Loi, Abarabim, Habi Yochid Loi, Le Avdin Kain. The Gemara asks that from a Mishnah. When they give him his first meal after the burial, all present sit on the ground and he sits on a bench. It's referring here to the Kohen Gadol, but a regular Kohen does not sit on a bench. This also refers to where there are many comforters, but when he's alone, he may not sit on a bench. Fiyas Amitois, Pa'amim, Oisev Vav, Hei, Dalet, Gimel, Be'er Shabbos, Shisha, Be'er Shabbos im Dim Dimei Chama, Chamisha, Yom Tov Lacha Shabbos Dalet, Shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah, Gimel. Overturning the beds, sometimes it's done for 6 days, sometimes 5 days, sometimes 4 days, and sometimes 3 days. If he begins mourning on a Friday, he overturns for 6 days. If he begins Friday close to nightfall, he overturns for 5 days. If Yom Tov follows Shabbos, in that case, he overturns for 4 days. If the 2 day Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah follows Shabbos, in that case, he overturns for 3 days. Chad Talmud min Dovi Mana Hoyra Lechad min Kuivai Deneshai Mishuzekva Shuv Eina Kuifa. A student of Rimana instructed one of the Nasi's relatives that once he lifts up his bed before Shabbos, he doesn't need to overturn it again after Shabbos as he's already fulfilled his obligation of overturning. Kama Yom Hayoloi. How many days remained of this person's mourning? Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha B'Shem Rabbi Yasa Shnei Yomim Hayoloi Loi Rabbi Abba Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yaakov Ba'azavdi B'Shem Rabbi Yitzhak Gimel. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said, in the name of Rabbi Yasa, that 2 days remained, and Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yaakov Azavdi said, in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak, that 3 days remained. Chavchinna bar papa hoiri lekvoisa filiyem echod v'eschamile yan ki marisa. Chavchinna bar papa instructed them to overturn it even if only 1 day remains after Shabbos. The following pasuk appeared to him in a dream in Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph, because you have rebelled, meaning that he should not have agreed with a student of Rabbi Mana. Tani Hadava Punduk Ein Machayv Moisai Lechvois Delayhaven Amrin Chavashu. The Baisa says one who stays in an inn is not required to overturn the bed, so the Gentiles don't accuse him of being a wizard. Harisha Meischam Evocha Moisai Echa Mekoyve Ishtoi Ein Lekoyfer Lelechoyr Lelechkoyf Lelechkoyf Elanoyeg Ima Kadech Shihi Neheges. If a person's father-in-law or mother-in-law or another of his wife's relatives died, he may not force her to adorn herself, rather he must behave with her in the same way that she's behaving, meaning by keeping the laws of mourning. V'chein hi shemeis chamer oi chamoisa v'yechem ekoivei ba'ala eina loi koicheles loi pekeses elan heges imoi kadech shenu noyeg. Similarly, if her father-in-law or mother-in-law or one of her husband's other relatives died, she may not adorn herself, rather she must behave with him as he is behaving. Shmuel amar loi shona oi chamoisoi ha'echem ekoivim loi. Shmuel said this only applies to his father-in-law or mother-in-law, but not if another of her relatives died. Rabbi Abba Bar Koyin, Amar Koyin Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Pazi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Vada Imoi. Abba Bakoyen said to Biyosi and Rabbi Yehuda Bapavi, quoted Rabbi Yochanan, that these laws only apply when her father-in-law was living with them. Kam Rabbi Yosef em Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Bapavi, Amalei Ato Shemat Min Avuch Adam Elsa, Rabbi Yosef once met Rabbi Yehuda Bapavi and said to him, did you hear this ruling from your father? Amalei Abba Lehava Amakein Ela Di Itzei Devar Nechemya Mis Varsan Shardun Le Mao Lechvois Esamitah. Rabbi Yehuda Bapavi responded, no, I learned it from the following case. Bar Nechemya's wife's brother died, and they asked my father if they must mourn. Amalein, Lo Tzarech, he said that they don't need, since mourning only applies to a husband when his father-in-law or mother-in-law dies. Mara Lekoises Shema or his Pagel. Can a husband recite Kriya Shema and pray when they are involved in burying his deceased father-in-law or mother-in-law? Amalein Nishminim and Ador, Hare Shahaya Osuk Imameis Bekeve, Vigia Oinas Kriya Shema, Hare the Perish, Namokim Tahara, Velevish Chilov, Vekore Eshma or Mispao. He answered, let us learn it from the following. If a person was burying a body and the time of Kriya Shema arrived, he should move away from the grave, don his tefillin, and recite Kriya Shema and pray. The Mishnah taught that this is because we say that Shabbos counts towards the days of mourning, but it doesn't end them. The festival ends the days of mourning, but it does not count towards them. Rav Simon b'shem Rav Yochanan, shehu muta b'tashem shamita. Rav Simon, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that since marital relations are permitted on the festival, means even private mourning is not required. Kam Rav Yirmiya im Rav Yehuda b'rei Rav Simon, amalei hachein amin kol tamidav, Rav Yochanan lo shama b'anash minei hadamelsa ela avuch. Rav Yirmiya said to Rav Simon, all of the students of Rav Yochanan say that nobody heard this ruling from Rav Yochanan except your father. Amalei Rav Yaakov in Des Amos, Leis Amos, Elamine Lane, Milaya, Dachin Achin. Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yirmiya, if Rabbi Yochanan spoke about this, he was doubtful in his ruling. Milsa du Rishur ben Levi, Amal, Shu Asa Batash Shamita. According to Rishur ben Levi, he is forbidden to have marital relations. Damab Simon Beshem Rishur ben Levi, Ba'aloi Amru Ein Evel Baregel, which is Eber Rabbim, Ela Beshivet Sina. Naigim by Ma'u Besina, Shu Asa Batash Shamita. And Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, proved this. He said, did they not say that on the festival there's only private but not public mourning? Does private mourning not refer to marital relations? Yet even, Harei Haregel, Harei Yo'asa B'tashm Shamita, Ve'ina Oile, Afa Shabbos Hayol Bihi Asura B'tashm Shamita, Ve'isa'ale. And we disprove that because on the festival marital relations are prohibited to him and the days don't count. So to Shabbos, since marital relations are prohibited, the days should not count. Amar Rabbi Abba Efsha L'shiva B'lo Regel, Abba Efsha L'shiva B'lo Shabbos. Abba responded, no, it's possible to have 7 days without a festival, but it's not possible to have 7 days without a Shabbos. We come now to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Meshachor Beis HaMikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says that since the destruction of the temple, when the days that follow it are no longer used to bring the Chagiga offering if it wasn't bought on Yom Tov, Shavuos is like Shabbos that it counts but does not stop. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim K'Regolim. Rabbi Gamliel says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like the festivals. The Chachamim said, no, the halacha is like neither of these opinions, rather Shavuos is like the festivals, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like Shabbos. Gemara says, the base of Yanai, Amri, Atzeres Oile Shiva Kuragolim. Those of the house of Yanai said that Shavuos counts for 7 days like other festivals. Baron Kaimi Rav Yosa, Shleisha Lifnei Atzeres, Ba'atzeres Shiva, Hare Asoa, they asked Rabbi Yossi, when does Shavuos count to 7 days? 3 days before Shavuos and Shavuos itself makes 10 days? Or is it that 3 days before Shavuos is considered 7 days and another 7 days for Shavuos makes 14 days? I'm Rabbi Yossi b'Rebbe, v'kine yom echad lifnei atzeres moyne chamisha. La'ach atzeres shnayim moyne arba shloisha batlamenu gzeiras shiva. Rabbi Yossi b'Rebbe said that if the morning begins 1 day before Shavuos, he counts 5 days afterwards, as Shavuos counts as 1 day. If it was 2 days before Shavuos, he must count another 4 days afterwards. However, if it was 3 days before, Shavuos cancels the rest of the 7 days of mourning. Tani emarin panim le Rosh Hashanah le Yom Kippurim. The Bible says one may not visit a mourner on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Yom Kippurim shechal yos b'Shabbos. You say ein marin by panim. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak says if Yom Kippur occurred on Shabbos, one may not visit a mourner. Kador and Chizki Havalei Uvda Salkin Rabbanon Agabe Mechmaya Le Apin B'Tzumaraba. It's like the story of when Rabbi Chizki became a mourner, the Rabbanon went to visit him on Yom Kippur. אבל לא, כלום אמרו אימיים פנים לראש השנה וליום כיפורים, לא מפני התפילה. וחזקיה, סתר הבונן, did they not say that one may not visit a mourner on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in order not to disturb the long prayers? Shnihi Yom Kippurim shechal yoyif b'Shabbos, Shnihi Yom Kippurim shechal yoyif b'Chol. The answer is Yom Kippur that occurs on Shabbos is the same as when it occurs on a weekday, meaning that on neither may a person go and visit a mourner.